The Education Policy Committee will come to order. And this, the first bill is actually the only bill on the schedule that is in the Education Policy Committee. And then we will take up the remaining bills, which are budget bills. And once we hear from Senator Dibble and the issue of school boards and what he wants to do. Senator Dibble.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Very simply, what this bill does is it codifies, or it brings from session law into statute, a change that was authorized back in 2006 and then subsequently ratified by the voters of Minneapolis to redo composition and the election structure for the Minneapolis School Board. The previous composition of the school board was 7 at-large members. The new school board, and there's a transition phase that's occurring over the next couple of years, starting with this year's election, is going to 6 school board members who are elected by district throughout the city. And there's a map in your packet that you can take a look at. It's formatted on the existing park board boundaries. And then there will be 3 at-large members. And the transition is such that this year, 3 members representing districts with odd numbers and then 2 at-large members will be elected. And then in the 2012 election, 3 members representing districts with even numbers and 1 at-large member shall be elected. So there will be a grand total of 9 members after 2012. The bill, if you read it closely, doesn't precisely follow that. And so we have a little bit of time because I think our intention is to suspend this bill for the time being for a hopeful inclusion in a subsequent omnibus policy bill. So I'm working with Ms. McQuay to kind of nail the details. The other provision, interestingly, as we're looking at the section of law, at some point in history, and I don't know the story, and I don't actually want to know the story, but it's a deficiency. There is no provision for the removal of a school board member for a cause or any other method. So it just seemed like a good housekeeping item to remove that special. There's an actual special exception or exemption that somehow or another some time back in history. I can only imagine why. I don't want to imagine why. They got that exempt, so we thought we would restore that ability just as a good government measure.
So, Senator Dibble, just to clarify what you were saying, that all school districts except Minneapolis have the ability to remove a school board member for some for reason.
Yeah, providing cause and due process. Okay. Yes, that is correct. The only one that doesn't is Minneapolis. Seemed like a good idea.
Senator Dahl.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Dibble, is just a vote of a majority of members typical in terms of a removal? Don't need a supermajority or two-thirds? Or?
Mr. Chair, Senator Dahl, that's correct. That's standard. I think standard in all the provisions across all jurisdictions for removal of any member of a body, and it's certainly typical with respect to all school boards in the state.
Members, we don't actually have the bill before you, and so that's why you do not see a file number on the bill. And so what we, the action that this committee can take is to discuss this. And I think Senate Counsel has advised me that we can't even lay it on the table because we don't have the actual bill before us. But we can have the discussion, and we don't have a quorum, but we don't. Quorum won't really help us either. So.
It's like having an interim hearing. Kind
of. Yeah. once we do get the file number, then we can finalize what happens.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I think when we do have a file number, which we'll have at the next series of introductions, the next time we're in session. We'll probably come back with a little tweak to recognize this transition phase that we're in.
And then I believe also that the this bill would also have to go to the Senator Rest Committee, the elections part of it.
Right.
Senator Weaver.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Dibble, I'll presume there is no opposition to the bill?
Mr. Chair, Senator Weaver, no opposition that's been articulated to myself. I have spoken with the school district, and they are not in opposition.
Yeah, Mr.
Senator Weaver.
Mr. Chair, Senator Dibble, was this a unanimous recommendation of the school board?
Mr. Chair, Senator Weaver, this is the product of my own work. So I don't know that the school board has taken a formal position on this.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chair, I would like to, I appreciate your initiative, but would like to have on record whether the Minneapolis School Board does support it. I think they're represented here. And then I had one other question.
Sure.
And that being superintendents would be ex officio members of school boards, and maybe that's stated elsewhere in statute. I presume that would be the intent and would not change that general requirement now for ex officio membership by a superintendent.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dibble.
Senator Weaver, it's not my intention to change the status of the superintendent, so if we are doing that, we would need to correct that if it's an error in drafting. But Mr. Grathwall can help us understand the role that the superintendent plays on Minneapolis school board.
Mr. Chair and members.
Thank you, Mr. Grathwall.
Jim Grathwall with the Minneapolis Public Schools. I'd like to thank Senator Dibble for the opportunity to speak to the bill. We have no position on the bill, and I think the bill, to Senator Weger's question, addresses elected members, not the ex officio membership of the superintendent.
Okay. Senator Bonner.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Senator Dibble, the only concern I have with regard to adding the removal clause is how the public might have a voice in this, given that the public is who put that member on the school board. And I know I've been part of organizations and have seen sometimes where there will be a personality conflict within a particular group, and oftentimes that person who is speaking out, sometimes as a lone voice, is speaking out for a broad constituency that actually has a point to be made and perhaps needs to be heard. So is there any kind of a safeguard for public input in this process?
Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're simply attempting to kind of reflect how this matter is handled in all other school boards. I would say that it's not a recall provision, and I would not support a recall provision for similar reasons that you cite. I sometimes think that that doesn't provide for safeguards and kind of unforeseen issues and circumstances. But if you read the paragraph, it says the concurrent vote of the majority of the members, a meeting whose time, place, and object have been duly notified, stating clearly the reasons for the removal, and some due process, some opportunity to have representation to be defended, et cetera. So it's a public meeting that's been noticed. It has to be for cause, and there has to be a fully communicated process. So I think other than that, it's the democratic process that allows for the safeguards and the public input.
Maybe I could ask Dr. McQuay to just explain the statutory provisions.
Mr. Chair and members, there is in law 123B09 the general provision of law that covers all school boards, and that language is mimicked here on lines 2.10 to 2.14. A simple cross-reference from the Minneapolis School District section of law to the general section of law couldn't actually be done, because instead of majority of members on 2.11, the general section of law says four members, because in general school boards have six members. So this this in 128D141 now points to a majority of members because the school board now in Minneapolis has 9 members. So other than that, there's no change from the general section of law.
Okay. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. These same points. Is there some place that...
Senator Olson, could you just move that mic a little bit?
Here? Thank you. is there a definition or a meaning for proper cause? And also, you mentioned, Dr. McQuay, that the school board, it was 4 out of 6. That's a 2/3. This one is asking for just a majority vote. So there is a difference in what you are asking in terms of removal.
Mr. Chair,
then
on the 2/3, school boards have either 6 or 7 members. I mean, there is a provision for school boards to make one of their ex officio members a full-fledged voting member. And so I think the 4 either speaks to 2/3 or to simple majority, depending on what a school board has opted for itself.
And Mr. Chairman,
Senator Olson.
Senator Dibble, how do you define what proper cause is, or is that defined in statute somewhere?
Mr. Chair and Senator Olson, that's basically just copied from the existing law for school boards. So I think the idea was not to change any of the meanings of the words there. That so I think it's just been word I'm trying to say.
Term of art.
Well, I can't think of it. But basically, it's just copying the existing law and trying not to change the existing law.
And Mr. Chairman,
Senator Olson.
And what does that mean? how is proper cause interpreted or defined when in a situation like this?
Mr. Chair and Senator Olson, it's not. It might be in the case.
It's like a criminal conviction.
Mr. Chair and Senator Olson, it might be in case law that we don't have in front of us, but I just can't say what the exact definition is. It's not defined in the statute.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Senator Bonhoff?
Mr. Chair, Senator Dibble, I think you might have opened a can of worms that we didn't even realize was there, and that probably now Senator Olson and I are going to want to really investigate what for cause is, and is this statute used very often, and is, you know. But it looks like your particular bill is just making sure that Minneapolis has the same rights that every other district in the state does, so I can appreciate that.
Okay. we will set this aside then, and when we receive the actual bill, then we can take action on it. And Mr. Braflow, you...
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there anyone else that would like to testify on this? Not. Members will set that aside, and then would like to adjourn the policy committee.